And there is quarterback Eli Manning connecting with Martellus Bennett for a 14-yard touchdown, opening up the scoring in the first quarter. Giants with a very impressive road victory in Charlotte, North Carolina, taking care of the Panthers by a final score of 36-7. How you doing, everybody? I'm Russ Salzberg, and welcome to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My9. With me, my colleagues, Roman Oben, Jeff Eagles, and guys, I would say that was very much a business trip. It certainly looked like an easygoing, efficient business trip for the Big Blue tonight.
Well, you know, Russ, I saw a football team that didn't buy into the hype of 3 games in 15 days, and guys are injured, young guys got to step up and play. I mean, they just played a complete football game. And, Jeff, it was good to see different guys getting it done, coming up big, even in special teams, turnovers, everything. It was a complete football game today.
Exactly. And, you know, anytime you kind of go up against the injury bug and the younger guys have to come into the game, and these guys really stepped up tonight, and that was pretty much what happened. The team asked these guys, listen, you're going to need to step into this role. Barden, we saw Brown tonight. These guys really did. But I was really, really impressed with the defense tonight, exactly what they wanted to do. They had a game plan of stopping Cam Newton in that zone read that they had to do, did a nice job.
You know, they didn't get all the sacks, per se, but they definitely contained Cam Newton today.
Speaking of guys stepping up, what do you say we check out a couple of the people who stepped up tonight? Let's start with running back Andre Brown. Here he is in the second quarter, his first of 2 touchdowns on the night, making it 17-0 for the night. Brown, 20 carries, 113 yards. He has been extremely impressive in 2 games. And how about an extremely impressive effort by the Big Blue defense, keeping Cam Newton pretty well handcuffed most of the night. Again, a 36-7 victory on the road. Giants really going out, taking care of business, very much buying into Tom Coughlin's building the bridge now after a disappointing opening loss, taking care of business, as Tom likes to say. You know, talk is cheap, play the game. And speaking of talking cheap, playing the game, a guy who was standing on the sidelines watching the entire game was Howard Cross, our colleague. Let's go downstairs. Howard, a lot of guys doing a lot of things right tonight. How to look from sideline to sideline?
It was very dominant performance by the Giants from sideline to sideline, that's for sure. The offensive line and defensive line were very strong. And the running game, loved it. Brown doing a great job following his block. They kind of simplified the running game, got away from pulling the guards right and left, backside guards pulling, just man-on-man, and let Brown run straight up the field. Andre did a great job. 1 step, north and south. Not a lot of cutbacks, but that was great. On the defensive side of the ball, the defensive line finally gets some sacks. I'd like the sacks out of the defensive ends and a lot of hits on Cam Newton. Even though he's an explosive runner, they were all over him.
Howard, Ramsey's Barton had a huge game today, as many catches as he had in his whole 4-year career tonight. Going against a rookie cornerback for Carolina, Josh Norman, was that the difference in what opened up the passing game today for the Giants offensively?
Unfortunately, no, that's not really the big difference right there. What it was, the difference with Ramsey Barton is, if you watch the game, the safeties were 20 to 25 yards deep on almost every passing play. If you're 20 to 25 yards deep, almost any receiver can get open with one move to get past a cornerback.
Hey, Howard, anytime you're going up against Cam Newton, especially on this is really his big, big game that he's played in his career, the defense has got to be able to concentrate on this zone read. And I thought tonight the JPP, along with all that defensive line and linebacker, did a tremendous job in discipline. Talk to me a little bit about what you saw out there and some of the unselfishness you saw out of those guys.
What they did right there to do a great job. They played it perfectly. They had a guy stay one on the back, the dive back, one on the quarterback, and one on the pitch guy. And the man on the pitch guy sometimes was a roll, and sometimes it was one of the defensive ends. And when roll hit Cam Newton early in the game, he did not want to pitch the ball. He did not want to be in that position ever again. He handed it off a lot, then he started to pass it. It changed the flow of the game and the way they ran that play. Once he got limping a little bit, they kind of shied away from running that play.
Howard, let's go back to the guy you opened up talking about, one Andre Brown. I mean, here's a young man in his rookie season. He was injured in training camp. Then he went from here to there. It seemed like everywhere. Now he's back, and he's running almost really like a solid veteran running back. Is this just a case of a guy becoming healthy and taking care of business?
No, it's a guy of a guy who has a specific running style. He's a guy who stays play side. He hits the hole following his blockers. He does a very good job of going north and south. When you bounce around, sometimes it's harder for the offensive line to stay on their block and figure out which way you're going. When you actually hit the hole and show a little patience, it makes you a better runner and makes the offensive line better blockers, because it's easy for them to find their guy and know which way you're going.
Howard Cross from Charlotte, North Carolina. Howard, thanks very much. Look forward to being back together talking with you next week. Thanks, Hal.
Hey, I'll see you guys later.
All right, Howard Cross, a very, very impressive 36-7 victory down in Charlotte for the Big Blue tonight. All right, let's take care of a little bit of business. Got a lot to take care of tonight. Ticketmaster, buy and sell Giants tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid. You are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My Nine. We got the coach. We got Eli. Whole bunch of stuff coming up, so stay right where you are.
And so our offense did hold the ball for the majority of the first half, I'm sure. I don't know what the time was, but that was the idea. You know, we didn't turn the ball over, which put us in better position. Obviously, we got some takeaways and did a really nice job with the first half. We had some opportunities to score that we ended up kicking field goals that I'm sure I'm not going to be real crazy about when I look at the tape. But nevertheless, the guys came in here with a real short week after having played a tough ball game and a tough a comeback win for us the week before. We had spent a lot of time talking about the mental part of the game the week before, and then this week it carried over for us, and we looked at this as a very positive experience coming in and playing on a Thursday night. We talked about being able to post that second win and then watch some football over the weekend, and that's what will happen. Outstanding. They stepped up. They saw it as a great opportunity. They've been looking for this type of opportunity. For Andre, you know, to be able to know that he was going to play and not be, you know, come into a situation thinking he was at best going to get a few attempts, as happened last week, but to prepare all throughout the week knowing he was going to play and play as well as he did was outstanding. And Ramses did an outstanding job himself. I mean, he caught the ball. He made yards after the catch. He was a big target in there for Eli. He ran good, precise routes. I thought his in cuts were very sharp. And he played well. I mean, he's been waiting for this kind of chance, and he got it, and he played well with it. And what's good for our team is we only had four receivers tonight, and they all played, and they played well. They did a nice job contributing. And but you got to say how pleased you are when Ramses comes through like he did.
As well as your offense play, can you talk about you made a lot of plays on defense, kind of sporadic in the game, JPP?
Well, we did. We did. And that was, you know, we came in knowing we had a lot to defend. They have a lot of stuff to defend. We worked very hard on that. It wasn't a physical week. It was more a mental week. We did a lot of jog-through work. The guys felt good about being in the right position at the right time, and they proved to be. And there were some key plays in the game. JPP's pass rush, obviously there. The turnovers, the couple that we got in the kicking game, the interceptions that we had. We had to do some juggling around for a while, which gave a lot of guys chances to play, and that was good too. Well, he's, you know, he provides the confidence for these guys when their opportunity comes. You know, he spoke before the game and said, "Hey, the guys that are here can do the job. We have playmakers in that are going to be on the field, and so the opportunities will come, and we have to take advantage of it." So he puts a lot of confidence and in the players as they come along and have their opportunity and their chance to play, and I think they're inspired by it.
How would you specifically see defending Duke and how you get them stopped? You flustered in these?
Well, they're going to make some plays now. They made some plays with the running game, with the option game. We got a couple licks on him. And, you know, when he kept the ball, and that was, you know, something that really was kind of missing from the week before. And you just have to be disciplined. You have to have people in the right spots, or he'll take full advantage of it. And you saw when he had time to throw, the velocity that he has on the ball, the accuracy that he has, scares the heck out of you when he does have time. And he had time on quite a few occasions tonight. But he's a difficult guy to defend. I was very proud of the way the week that our coaches put in. I started out by having our team salute our coaches for the job they did in a short amount of time. And then, of course, the louder cheer was for the players.
You expecting 16
kicks from Paulie in there? One yeah, I hope so. He's been the right guy in the right spot, that's for sure.
What was so impressive about the way Andre Brown ran the ball?
He seemed to come through some piles, and it looked like there was maybe no chance that he would come through, and he did come through. He does get the ball north and south. He runs with speed. He's got some power because he's got size. So he did a nice job. Good question. I mean, we take a lot of pride in the thoroughness with which we evaluate players. And, you know, we try to stay as positive as we can with them and encourage them, find roles for them. And then all of a sudden, when they do get an opportunity to perform on a more lengthy basis, thank goodness they've come through. I mean, look at where we'd be. I mean, you look at the list at the beginning of the week of who wasn't going to play. So I take my hat off to these guys.
All right, that was head coach Tom Coughlin, obviously very happy. He made sure to make high praise for Ramsey's Barden. Ramsey's Barden proved to him that he can get the job done. But let me ask you this. How important is it for Ramsey to finally prove to himself, confidence-wise, that he can get the job done?
Yeah, I spoke to Ramsey's Barden in preseason, last preseason game, and he came to me and said, look, I've studied Vince Jackson, Malcolm Floyd, you know, two receivers in San Diego that I was teammates with. You watch the way these guys develop, you know, small school, 1AA school guys. Took them about 3 years to learn how to use their bodies, that 6'6", 230-pound frame. He's really become a professional this year, and he really proved why they kept him this year. A lot of people in the Giants community, fans, say, you know, Ramsey's Barden, he's a bust or whatever, but he's really proved himself, worked hard today. He had a great job.
Well, he was on that bubble not to make the team. And, you know, we talk about Victor Cruz a lot, but, you know, tonight Victor Cruz was targeted as far as coverage, and, you know, that gave Barden a lot of room to be able to run around and get open. And because of the double coverage that the Panthers were going on to Cruz, Barden was open. And he was matched up with Norman, the rookie cornerback, who had him by about 4 or 5 inches. So there was, the game of football is a game of matchups, and that was a mismatch.
I'll tell you one guy who's very happy about Ramsey's Barden tonight, the man who drafted him, GM Jerry Reese, in the third round. He paying dividends tonight, indeed. All right, this segment, folks, brought to you by Adorama, the official electronics dealer of the Giants. Text Adorama to 88769 for free enrollment to their new VIP program featuring a special offer from Qatar this week. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My9. Russ Salzberg, Roman Omen, Jeff Eagles with you. Plenty more coming up. Eli Manning, so stay right where you are. All right, guests of the post-game show receive a gift certificate to Ben and Jack Steakhouse with not one but two convenient locations in Manhattan. One's on East 44th and the other one, which I've been to, 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated Porterhouse, which I've lapped that up, to the finest seafood, Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Welcome back again to Giants Post-Game Live, presented by Timex. Once again, Giants very impressive with a convincing 36-7 victory. Let's now go down to the scene of the crime, so to speak, where Paul Dottino caught up with some of the players as they were coming off the field.
Ramses, it was a big opportunity for you tonight, and boy, did you come through. What was so special about it?
Just getting an opportunity. You said it, man. I feel like it's been a long time coming. I hate getting it when somebody goes down, but that's the way this game goes. We miss Hakeem. We hope him and Dominic come back as soon as possible. But until they do, we're going to make sure we hold it down until they get here.
How much do you think the Panthers just simply underestimated you and what it is that you could do?
Oh, I don't know. I obviously, I wasn't in their film session and how they prepare. They're a good team. They're a talented team. They got talent on both sides of the ball. We executed from the jump, and we just kept going. It was a complete team effort.
Ramsey's Barden, thank you. J-Ron, nice interception tonight. You certainly excited some of the fans who were rooting for you.
Hey, man, it's always a blessing, man, when you make plays like that, man. You got your team surrounding you. You know, the fans into the game, man. It was lovely.
Shame of it is you had to come out with a hamstring, but you look pretty good right now.
hey, man, it's a small thing. You know, got to get in there, get some work on it. You know, take these 10 days off and, you know, get the proper treatment, man. Hopefully I can be back and ready.
Nothing like a win to make you feel good, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a good, man, good feeling, man. We played a hell of a game today, man. I took my hat off to the offense. Defense came out ready to play, man. It was a great win.
Jaron Hosley, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Paul. You know, when you see guys like Ramsey's Barden on the post game and Jaron Hosley, that's telling you a lot of guys chipped in, and that's got to make the coaching staff feel extremely good, you know, getting contributions from guys you didn't expect it from, or certainly not that big.
Yeah, I mean, it was all smiles after the game. It's good to see young guys contributing, performing. Three tackles, two deflections, an interception for a rookie. Perryfield knew exactly what he was doing, putting Jaron Hosley in a position that he rightfully deserved to be in.
Well, those young guys have to step up, and they did today. And, you know, their hat goes off to the players because on a short week, as Roman and I both know, it's a lot of preparation. And even for the young guys, you think about this, they normally aren't getting a lot of reps to begin with. So on a short week, they didn't get a lot this week either because I promise you, they weren't, you know, they were only practicing 2 or 3 days this week. So, you know, Coughlin, he definitely told the team that he was proud of them and the coaches.
How about, you know, the special teams has been much maligned the last couple of seasons. And special teams stepped up big tonight to say nothing of a field goal kicker who drilled 5 of them, and he is maybe his nickname now is Money.
Well, his contract is up after this year. So. But, you know, the special team, they stepped up. They had 2 turnovers, one on the kickoff where Paysinger actually made the tackle and the strip and the recovery, and the other one was on the punt return, so recovery there. And, you know, anytime you can get special teams turnovers, that is a huge plus for your team. Not only on the defensive side getting, which they did, 3 turnovers, but the special team stepped up, and you know what? Lawrence Tyne is having a great season. 9 field goals in 2 games.
Yeah, 9 in 2 days is tremendous. I mean, you're talking about 9 in 2 games, rather, is tremendous. And you're talking about, you know, what that really means. Those 3 points, as you know, are not guaranteed.
No.
So that shows how reliable he is, how the accuracy. None of those field goals, you know, kind of wound their way back in. But Paysinger on the special teams tackle, the turnovers, it's huge. And, you know, coaches are always going to say, well, the return game needs to improve. You know, punt return needs to improve, and which is all good, but it was something definitely good to build off of today.
And, you know, Tom Coughlin made a point of saying, well, yeah, you know, there were 5 field goals. I'm going to have to look at that. I don't know if I like that. And
that's
but
15 points,
that's 15 points, by the way. But, indeed, you might not like it, but when you know you have a guy who has money, who can make that, that is, you know, very important. All right, what do you say we go back down to the field in Charlotte where Paul Dottino is standing by live with Sean Lockyer. Paul?
Well, thanks so much, Russ, and a dominating performance here tonight, Sean. I mean, I don't know if in the wildest dreams you could have expected to blow them out like you did.
Not at all. Yeah, you know, we'll take it, but 33-7, I think, was the final score?
It was 36-7.
36-7, yeah. I didn't expect that, especially with the high-powered offense and Cam Newton out there.
Well, now, what was it that went so right, and when did you know this game was totally under control and you could do whatever you wanted to do?
When it went right, I guess from the beginning, you know, we went down and put 7 on the board to start with, and then we got a second drive, and I think we ended up with a field goal. But when it was out of hand, I think it was probably the fourth quarter. I think they went down and scored, and it was like 24-7. Still, you know, that's for offense like that, that's, you know, that's nothing. They can put some things together. But I think we went down and got another field goal, and then a couple of interceptions, and then I kind of rest a little bit then.
You know, it's kind of odd. For the most part, the Panthers just rushed 4. They didn't send a whole lot of blitzes tonight. That made it a little bit easier, I guess.
Yes and no. I mean, they got some good players. They sent a couple, but, you know, Eli does a good job of knowing where he's going with the ball. And, you know, he helps out a lot by, you know, taking what they give him, rather than us getting the ball out quick or wherever he's got to go with. So, you know, we block, but at the same time, he helps us out with the blitz.
Sean Locklear, thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, back to you guys.
Paul Dottino, thank you very much. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, folks, presented by Timex here on My9. We've got Eli Manning coming up and a whole lot more, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Come out here and be disciplined, because that offense, if you're not disciplined, they can embarrass you. And it wasn't necessarily about picking up for our offense. We felt very confident in the fact that our offense was going to go out there and do what they did tonight anyway. So, but we wanted to establish ourselves as the defense that we want to be known as.
Did you see this city don't give any running lanes, like kind of be aggressive with them?
Definitely. You know, you don't want to, you know, you want to stay in his face, you know. at the end spot, you want to set the edge and make sure he doesn't have an alleyway outside. And in the tackles, you definitely want to, you know, get pressure right up in his face. And, you know, that's ideal. And sometimes we did, and he still escaped. So, you know, Cam is a very athletic quarterback, and, you know, he's pretty tough to defend. But I think we did as good a job as we could tonight.
You have him with 6 yards rushing.
Pretty good. You know, when I looked up and saw that and on the sideline, I looked up at Coach Nunn and told him he did a pretty good job of getting us ready to play, because that guy's a game changer. You know, we definitely wanted to kind of, you know, limit what he's able to do with his feet. I think he threw the ball well. We had some interceptions on him, but I think he threw the ball well. But, you know, when you hold a guy like that to 6 yards, considering what he's done in this league in his short time in it, you know, I think you can pat yourself on the back a little bit. Well, we have a very athletic D-line. We understand that. We got guys that can, you know, rush, whether that's our ends, who mostly gets most of the attention, but our D-tackles can rush too. You know, Neville in there and Rocky in there, and guys like that, they can definitely get out the quarterback too. Coming to a football game, our mentality every game is stop the run, take that weapon away from them, and get the game in situations where we can kind of control the sticks, get them in, you know, obvious third down or second and long passing situations. And, you know, that's when we can kind of do what we do as far as rushing the passer.
You got a front row seat. You pretty much see the frustration he had.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to that a little bit.
I mean, obviously he was frustrated. You know, it's a big-time game on Thursday night. The whole world's watching you, and he obviously wanted to come out and play a great game. And, you know, anytime you get guys in your face all night, and we hit him a few times, even though we didn't sack him as many times as we wanted to, we hit him a few times, so that's going to be frustrating.
All right, that was Justin Tucker. You know, we've been talking about the young guys having confidence now, but how about Justin and his defensive mates, because they were lacking big time, and certainly for a game and a half, they were improved in the second half. How important is tonight when they shut down a guy like Cam Newton?
Yeah, I mean, it was very important. I mean, let's talk about Justin Tucker. I mean, he's a guy a lot healthier than he was this time last year, how he approached the season. But Cam Newton as a quarterback, people don't understand the difficulty of the task of just making him have to keep resetting his feet. He wasn't comfortable in the pocket all day. I mean, you only get one sack from Osim Inyora, but the hurries, the pressures, forcing him outside the pocket, blitzing him from the right so he's got to run to his left and throw, which is very difficult. I mean, all those things contributed to how the defense stopped.
They do, and the defense, they pride themselves on stopping the run, and they did that tonight. I think they only gave up 60 yards. You know, the Carolina Panthers last week had over 150 yards or something, so the mentality of the defensive line was to come in there and stop that zone read that Cam Newton guy is so good at, but they shut him down. And you know what? We saw the statistics, 288 yards passing. But only 60 yards rushing.
All right, from defense, we're now going to go to offense, and let's check back in with Paul Dottino, who has one of the offensive stars of the game, running back Andre Brown. Paul?
Andre, 20 carries for 113 yards and a couple of touchdowns, so you outdid yourself after that great performance last week. What was the key?
You know, the guys up front, Sean, Dave, Kevin, Hino, Chris, all them guys, Marcellus, they all had a bunch to do with that. William, they all had a much to do with that. And I'm very blessed to have those guys in front of me, and they was just telling me to keep going out there and running hard, and it paid off, and we came out here with a W.
You know, there were a lot of guys in the press box who were telling me they saw you play at NC State,
mm-hmm.
and they said his legs never stopped moving.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lot tougher and a lot more physical than you guys might think he
mm-hmm.
is, and you kept showing them tonight and proved all those guys right.
Yes, yes. I had to, just got that will and that determination and not to be stopped. So I just was out there determined to go out there and show everybody that I can do what I was capable of doing, what I, starting and going out there and producing, and everything just fell into place, and, I'm just blessed and thank God for this opportunity.
And doing it on short notice, too. Two
mm-hmm.
games in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had to be hurting after getting all that work the other day against Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we won. So, everything, the bruises feel a little not less bruised. I don't know if that's a word, but.
Well, you've had jump in your step all week, I'll tell you that.
So, yeah, I felt good out there, and I'm, extremely blessed, and, thank the guys up front, Victor, Ramsey had a big game today, and you know, we all went out there and it was a good team win. And we came out there and we showed everybody, the nation, that we came out here to play some football.
National TV, not a bad deal, right,
not
Andre?
Not a bad deal.
All right, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, thank you, Paul. From Paul and Andre outside the locker room, let's now go to the podium and Eli Manning.
Yeah, you know, obviously both of them. Andre ran the ball really well, broke a couple big ones early on, and which is nice. I think that was you know, kind of be their game plan. Carolina was play too high and forced us to run the ball, and you know, we did that. And when we can run the ball, our offense really starts clicking. We get in better, you know, third down distances. You know, helps our play action, slows down the pass rush, all those things, and. You know, it was a, you know, we were able to pass, we were able to run the ball. We were able, you know, had the opposing team not knowing what we were going to do, and guys stepped up, made a lot of big plays.
Tom made mention of you talking to the team and mentioning the guys who needed to step up and saying you have confidence in them. Did you do that as the entire team or just as the offense?
No, just the offense. Just the offense. We had a little walkthrough and you know, just always break them down. You know, call out anybody. I just said, you know, everybody's just got to, you know, do your job. Everybody's done them. You know, we have playmakers. We have guys who are going to be able to make plays. We got to be patient and you know, take what the defense gives us. And when we have opportunities to get the ball down the field or break a run or make a big catch, the guys are going to do that. And, you know, that's what happened tonight. You know, I guess maybe I did. I don't. You know, I don't think it was any big speech. It was you know, what I normally do after we have a walkthrough with the offense. Just everybody gathers up and give them my two thoughts before you know, we got a little 4-hour break just to think about and prepare yourself for the game, get mentally prepared. And you know, I don't think I. You know, it didn't change you know, anybody's performance. Guys went out there and played well.
So this was at the hotel.
At the hotel.
How much of tonight's start was a carryover from the way you ended?
You know, it was great. That was important, and we really wanted to get off to a fast start. That's something we have not been very good at. You know, over the past couple of years, we have not been good at. You know, so far this year, you know, going and getting a touchdown and really setting the tempo for the game. And that first drive, we ran the ball well, had some passes, you know, in the flats, had some third down conversions, and then hit Martellus for the touchdown. You know, not having to settle for a field goal was big. So that was a, you know, great start to a game off a short week, seeing what they were, you know, doing defensively different, making our adjustments, and guys doing their assignments well. Yeah, you know, I think we had a great game plan. The coaches had us well prepared. I think the players, you know, knew what we needed to do to get mentally prepared for the game and physically. You know, a lot of walkthroughs, but you know, we you know, got a lot of plays run, a lot of different looks in the walkthroughs. Got, you know, mental preparation. Had some 7-on-7 live guys running routes. That's something I wanted to do just to get them some things going. We really didn't know. Until yesterday, that you know, that Akeem wasn't going to play, and you know, didn't have a whole lot of, you know, live reps with Ruben and Ramsey's, but we've had that over the last few weeks. They knew their assignments, they knew what to do, and you know, I thought everybody really executed well. Didn't have many mistakes, and you know, maybe forced a you know, a ball or two, but besides that, everybody played well. Yeah, you know, I'm proud of the guys, and they know in this level, in this league, you know, you never know when you're gonna get an opportunity. You got to be prepared for it, and you gotta step up. And you know, a lot of guys have come in and done that. Whether Will Beattie, you know, when we've asked him to come and play, he's come and played very, very well the last 2 weeks. Andre Brown's a great example, a guy who, you know, we drafted, got injured, you know, bounced around, we brought him back. You know, kind of on the bubble to make the team, not make the team. And hey, here you go. You know, Amai gets hurt. He's got to play last week off, you know, not tons of reps. He ran great. He pass protected. You know, today, you know, he got off to a little shaky start. I don't think anybody noticed. He went the wrong way on the first play of the game. He went, to the left. He's supposed to go to the right. So we, kind of gave him a little talk on that and got him, kind of got him settled down a little bit. But, after that, he did very, very, very well.
Yeah, Russell, looking at Eli Manning and what he did today, I mean, the last two games, 798 yards, 2 yards shy of 800 yards in the last two games. But the consistency in which he's done it, different tight ends every year, different receivers, finds a way to get guys open. You said something to me today. Hey, Eli really makes you look good when Ramses Barton was catching all those passes.
Well, of course. He can make anybody look good. He made Ramses Barton look really, really good tonight. And, you're starting to see a little bit of stuff out of Eli that you don't really hear about, and the leadership that maybe a lot of people question. You saw him talk about what he said to the team tonight, and that probably meant a lot to his players, especially the younger guys that were playing tonight.
Eli Manning, definitely an unassuming superstar, especially in this town. All right, time to take care of some business. It is time for the Sports Authority trivia question of the week. Giants had the most wins in franchise history against this team. The Washington Redskins, the Arizona Cardinals, or the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have the answer coming up, plus a whole lot more. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on My9. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. Our Sports Authority trivia question was, the Giants have the most wins in franchise history against this team. Was it the Washington Redskins, the Arizona Cardinals, or the Philadelphia Eagles? And your answer is the Washington Redskins, the official retail sporting goods store of the Giants. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. All right, what do you say we now go right back down to Charlotte, North Carolina, where Paul Dottino caught up with JPP.
Jason, a dominating performance. I don't know if in your wildest dreams you could have expected this. You yourself had like three batted passes. You were in as part of a sack, and you guys just totally controlled Cam Newton and the Panthers all night.
Yeah, it was a midstream adjust. It was a short week, and, Coach Terry did a good job of game planning and good coaching. So we just came out here and execute our plays and did what we had to do today.
How much offense did you guys take as the big three pass rushers that you weren't getting enough heat the first couple of games? Because tonight, you guys really turned it on with primarily a four-man front for most of the night.
Right. It's all right. People say things, but, that's just football. Sometimes you're not going to get there. Sometimes you are. But until then, you just got to go ahead and play your assignments and try to get the pressure as best as you can. Sometimes you're not going to get there, but we did the best we can tonight.
Five turnovers by the Panthers, two on specials, three picks by Cam Newton, as you guys were just relentless. Right. You got to love the turnovers.
Of course. No turnovers win championships, and that's what we did.
Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Okay, let's go back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Two things impressed me about JPP, Jeff. Number one, he's a late starter in playing football. And number two, his motor is always going at full speed all the time.
You're really right, because I tell you, you watch this kid play. I mean, we saw him last year how much he it's just always going. And, he was up against Cam Newton in that offense of theirs tonight, and he did such a great job because the fact that, he has to read that running back and Cam coming back there and then make a decision quickly what he wants to do. And not only that, when they decide that they're going to go back and pass, he was working on Gary Williams, who's normally a guard playing left tackle.
Right.
And so JPP is just working him all day, his batted passes, a great inspiring leader for that defense.
Yeah, and look at the different things that he did well, the tackles, the stops, the batted passes. You couldn't just tee off the ball, go after the quarterback and get sacked. I mean, you have to do different things. So he had three different things in his mind just coming off the ball. So it really shows the type of football player he is. I mean, some guys get sacks. Then you've got defensive ends that are football players. He is a complete football player in just his second year and only, 3 years playing football altogether. So
very quiet, man.
A lot of upside,
And he keeps getting better and better and better, much to the delight of the head coaching staff and all Giant fans. All right, you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, right here on My9. Stay with us. We're coming back. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. We heard Eli Manning say how much a running game helps his passing game. Nothing helps, though, a passing game more than pass protection, and boy, did he get it big time tonight.
Well, being an offensive lineman,
I knew you'd like that.
You have to talk about pass protection. But, I mean, you go back to last season, five different offensive line combinations. This year, David Deal goes down week two in the first quarter. What do you do? Locklear at right, Will Beattie at left. He's coming back from an injury. Eli Manning looked very, very clean. He had one breakdown at the end, but, you know, all those guys fighting inside, the guards and centers setting the pocket, the tackles widening the pocket, enabling Eli to do what he did. I mean, it was just tremendous. Good pass protection all day long. Eli looked very, very comfortable.
Hey, you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say to you, and let's go from offense back to defense, Michael Boley with yet another interception, especially a guy who didn't play much in the preseason.
No, and I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Boley, and he ought to take, you know, next year off in training camp too, because he is all over the ball, three interceptions in three games. You know, last year's defense, the linebacking crew was just kind of piecemeal back and forth, who's starting this week, who's that. They have a lot of confidence in that linebacker crew this year with, you know, Rivers was out today, but a lot of speed, Jaquan Williams, Boley, Rivers, all those guys be able to make plays, and that has to bode well for Perry Fuel and that defense.
All right, guys. Well, unfortunately, the NFL lost one of its really true pioneers this week with the passing of Steve Sable, who was really considered to be one of the driving forces behind the NFL films. And he really helped change the way we view the game of football today. Our thoughts go out to the Sable family and his friends. He will be deeply, deeply missed, and we'll be right back.
We got the hat trick guys here. Michael Boley, three games in a row with a pick. Martellus Bennett, three games in a row with a touchdown catch. We're going to start with the offense, okay? You are really developing something with Eli here early in the season. Once again, another big grab for you.
You know, Eli tells me what he wants. You know, I stay in Eli's ear and I ask a lot of questions. And we've been fortunate enough to make some plays down there. So I think it's just something that's only going to get better with time. We're kind of like wine, you know. So our relationship keeps growing and our chemistry is continue to build in the right direction, so we just got to keep this thing going.
Did you know coming in that because of the receivers that were hurt, you would be a big part of this game plan tonight?
I always feel like I'm a big part of the game plan with the things they do here with the tight end and the offense, so I feel like I had a huge opportunity every time I come out to make some plays, and I was able to come through this week.
A lot of points tonight, Martellus. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's go over here to Michael, and the defense was great. You had three turnovers, getting three picks from Newton. You had one of them. I mean, the opportunities are just there for you guys, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. For us, you know, we, especially the last couple of weeks, you know, we've told ourselves if we do a good job on first and second down, you know, we can get them in the long down and distance on third down. It's going to work out in our favor, you know, give us a chance to get interceptions.
What was the secret in that it was a short week? You're going against an unfamiliar foe, such a diversified offense, but it looked like you guys were in total control the whole night.
A lot of mental prep. You know, coaches had a great game plan, you know, and they pounded it, you know, in our heads this week. And
I see the bruise.
You know, for us, it was all about coming out and just, you know, implementing, you know, the scheme, and it worked for us.
And sticky hands by you.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Boley, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, Paul Dottina with Michael Boley and Martellus Bennett. And, you know, I think we really got to see Eli's leadership to his teammates, because speaking of Martellus Bennett, they're developing chemistry. But when Martellus did not continue running a pattern, Eli, when it went incomplete, got after him and followed him right on a sideline.
Yeah, Russ, but one thing I liked about that is the way in which Eli Manning corrected Martellus Bennett. Look what happened in Chicago with Jay Cutler shoving an offensive lineman. That's not really a good example of leadership. I like the way Eli Manning went to him. They're talking about it, how to fix it. I'm going to keep coming back to you. And when you look at the totality of what this game really represented, you stumbled out the gate against Dallas, and had a poor first quarter, played better in the second half. Now you're starting to see that momentum of what a championship team does. And I always say, you know, champions respond. You know, this is the kind of confidence, Jeff, that they need going into Philadelphia next week.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they got a second divisional game already coming up. And, you know, if there's ever a time to come off a big win like this on a short week, you get 10 days off again. You know, the Giants already had one of those spans, and to get guys healthy, you know, Andre Roll got hurt tonight. I know how serious it is. Corey Webster broke his hand. It was playing with the cast. So this is a great time for these guys to get back into New York, get healthy, get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles, who, you know, they are a force to be reckoned with. 2-0, leading the division.
That's right. And they already lost a division game. But, you know, just to touch on something that you said, Eli's no dummy.
No, not at all.
When you say Jay Cutler was pushing somebody, you think Eli Manning's going to push Martellus Bennett?
Well, that's the exact opposite of leadership, so he's not going to do that.
All right, well, hey, I'm Russ Salzberg. Our thanks to my colleagues here, Jeff Eagles and Roman Oben. Again, a very impressive performance. Hopefully the Giants will have another one next week because the next game is in Philadelphia. Division rivalry, Giants-Eagles. That is Sunday night, September 30th at 8:30. Again, thanks for being here, folks. You've been watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex. Giants approved their record to 2-1. Show again goes on the road next week against the Eagles. We'll see if they can come back victorious, and we'll be right with you immediately following the game. See you next week.